not the kind of God, it says, of boasting. Who can do that? I won't be here. People will do that to you. People will do that a lot.
The world with all of its appeals, and you've got your own flesh nature with those five things that we studied about it.
But not to God, people. Your ways are not my ways are not your ways. He's not going to be like that. He's not going to sit back when you and I...
An entirely different standard by which to think of yourself.
Oh, you didn't come to me now. So, oh, you've come to me now, huh, David? Huh? I'm out of here. No, that's not the God, people. He's a God who's just standing there. That's why he leaves some of the traps and snares. That's why he makes the God. It's just one of those things to me and grace. Because that's all I want to do, God says. I want to give you my grace. I want to give you a life where you'll be totally content, totally happy, and secure. A life free of stress, free of anxiety, free of depression, and it is possible if we make the choice to walk by faith in the Spirit, give him control of our lives.
But its wonders can also become its burdens.
The least money that, as I get less and less money, more and more people control my life. So if I have more money,
it doesn't bring all that happiness, it doesn't bring that peace, and they do not.
And I know you won't, because the flesh cannot comprehend. It's got to be in control. It realizes its frailty. God, where does that come from? If God has to walk by faith, because I just got to hold on a little bit to be in control, instead of just trusting him and letting him die.
All working on getting you to fail, to keep you from living who you are in Christ.
Now, we apply this principle to Psalm 140 and 142, but let's look at Psalm 91.
Not you, and says that you are in Jesus Christ. You cannot consistently live.
Psalm 91, verses 1 through 4. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. People, you can move there anytime you wish. Any moment you desire, and the distress, anxiety, and depression, and you make it out there. So, verse 2, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I don't trust money. I don't trust the world. I trust you. For it is he who delivers you from the snare, people who delivers you, out from him. Out from him. Not just avoiding him.
Yeah. America is a wonderful country.
From the snare of the trapper. He's the trapper, ultimately Satan. But please remember, when I say that, your desires,
they really become successful. And people, they find that what
feeding on your desires. Okay. Verse 4, who God will cover you with his pinions. And
Gentiles. People.
His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. Get it? How beautiful it is. His faithfulness, not yours.
So that you feel like a loser. You feel just like you're no good. I'm not worthy to serve God.
He is faithful to do what he does. In that respect, please look with me at Psalm 124.